Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
I wonder, out of all the married guys on the show, who gets it the most?
Was it the married guys or was it all
no,
the guys?
Married
guys. It was
guys.
Married guys. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All the married guys. Because we were like, I wonder who is getting busy more often. And I don't know why, but we all said Carl.
You were in first place.
But we have intern Rich is also married, and then Bert and Jeff and Carl. So they're all four in here. So I don't know why we thought Carl was definitely getting it the most. I don't know.
It wasn't even debatable. No. With
like, all three of us, hands down, were like, Carl.
Except Jeff was like, he's got like, you know, you've got a bunch of kids, so there's no way. Jeff was offended. Like, we're all very competitive, and he's like, Carl's got too many kids to be having a lot of sex.
That's what I was wondering, why y'all came to that conclusion.
I don't know.
Because you're black. You know what? Take it, Carl.
it's automatically.
You got a lot of, there's a lot of white people who see you and lock their car doors, and it's not a good thing. That Jen thinks you're really horny. That is a good thing. Take it. Run with it.
Well, I do get it in, though.
It might be because I've seen Carl's, I don't know, like Carl's relationship with his wife. His wife. And I've seen his relationship with his wife. And y'all are just like, you just seem really close. And like, I don't know. I think couples that seem more intimate and close are doing it more often.
And then I thought about it when you were saying about your kids, like your kids, I wonder how much they're peaking. And then I was like, I wonder how much he's doing it. Because he's doing it a lot more often than you guys are.
How many kids you have?
Three
kids.
He's stressed out about it.
Baby. It gets in the way, huh?
He's stressed out about it.
That must be some creative scheduling right there. Like,
yeah, it's real creative because at first we didn't have doors. When I just moved into my new house, we didn't have doors. So it was real creative, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you would have no idea how creative you can get.
Closet.
Everywhere. Every room was christened.
Wasn't there one time when you were between houses that all your kids were in one room? Because
exactly.
I think that would be convenient.
No, I think what he said was he was literally in between houses having sex.
Like the neighbors could see it. Yeah.
On the roads, right?
I did think of that. Like, that would be convenient because all you do is, like, tie a bell to the doorknob or something, and the kids go in there, and if one of them comes out, you're like, I hear him! Like, it's like putting him in a pen.
You know, that's funny. I think every married person has a story like that, because I used to literally lock my child into the high chair when they were born, like the first baby.
You locked the baby in the high chair, go up, have sex?
Come on, you didn't?
No.
Come on, man. Come on. Nah, for real. Let's keep it 100.
100. You lock the baby in the high chair. You go up, get it done, and then
don't get me wrong. I want you calling the people on me. I was feeding my child. I was feeding my child something safe that I think that they could, you know.
Something like liquidy. Something.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like some milk or something. You know, it's hard to choke on some milk.
Yeah.
At least 5 minutes.
It's only going to take a couple minutes.
And he also gave his 8-year-old Heimlich training and handcuffed him to the table right next door to it. So all
but
was
you know
good.
It though?
And your wife was cool with it? Because if I would have tried to do that with Stacey, she would have never been able to get her mind off the baby being locked into the seat to enjoy what was going on.
She eventually was cool with it.
She broke her down.
Once the ambient
came in. But, I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, I'm not really surprised. I kind of take it as a compliment, you know, that y'all look at me as such as a stud.
I was assuming Rich, probably, because...
I'm white, so that obviously takes me out.
I mean, they don't have
kids.
Why
were you thinking, because the no kid thing?
I have a door. I don't have kids. I mean...
How long have you been married?
3 years.
Okay.
They got to be having more sex than anybody else. Yeah.
Definitely more than you guys.
Yes.
For
It'll
sure.
It'll be Carl, then Rich.
The rabbit.
Then I can't figure out the other one.
Yeah,
who didn't? Bert and Jeff, who?
I didn't get these abs just hanging around.
Are we going to throw out numbers?
Like how many times a week
Like how many times a week?
That depends on the week.
Okay, average it out in a month, and then that way you don't have to be as specific.
I'm jumping into really dangerous territory here because I've been told that this is the only thing I'm not allowed to talk about on the radio.
Me too.
Mom, put your earmuffs on.
Does your mom listen to the
show? Do you
want
to write it
sometimes.
Down?
Sometimes.
Oh.
But you don't have sex with your mom.
Whoa, man, that's a whole other conversation.
That increases the number, doesn't it?
Jeff's like, wait a second, we're not counting.
Mine, I would say this. I'll give you this without saying anything, but okay. Saying something. Do you have that clip that you played from David Arquette a couple of weeks ago? Because that resonated so loudly for me.
Okay.
That I think that he would speak for me here.
I know how we could do this and all of us could be safe. Everybody write your number down next to your name.
Okay.
And then give it to Wendy or Jen.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is read them in order.
Okay.
Just read the names in order without the numbers.
Yeah, so you write your number down, whatever your number is, average it out over the past 30 days.
Okay.
Do it separately because then y'all cheat.
Right, and then so we write it down, we give it to Jen, and then she'll just put them in order, lowest to highest, and then she'll say, Jeff is having sex the least, Carl's having sex the most, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But Jen, do you swear on everything that's holy? Who do I trust more, Jen or Wendy?
Me. And Jen, both.
Who do you trust?
This is for the month or this is weekly or what are we talking about?
For the month. Of a 30-day rolling average.
On average.
30 days.
I got to be
honest. Put your name on it, too.
I need a larger piece of paper.
What?
how many zeros are
That's
in it?
That's the awesome.
Yeah, this is just with our wives, right?
Yeah, Jeff, this doesn't count by yourself. No weed pulling.
Dang.
Farmville playing.
Rich just called you out.
Did you find that clip from Arquette? Because that thing was right on the money.
Hang on a second. I was looking through to see if it was still
Here's
on the
mine.
Computer.
I'm embarrassed.
Carl's
and how many weeks
think.
In a month? For
and no lying. I'm being honest. Yeah,
me too. All right, I'm gonna be honest. Let me lowball some.
Give it to Jen.
Here, Jen.
Carl's pen's running out of ink.
Yeah, I'm done, man.
In a month.
That's hard.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
I'm not proud of my number.
Carl's proud of his, aren't you?
I could be prouder, more proud.
We done yet?
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to average out. It really is.
Yeah, because it changes week by week.
Months and bad months. And
if your number is high, it's hard.
Sounds
to
like you're
out.
Making excuses, fellas.
The David Arquette clip that I'm asking her to find is him basically saying when you're married with kids, you sort of have an internal schedule. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get it during that window of opportunity, then you skip a week.
Definitely.
And I think that
have you heard of the 30-day exercise you're supposed to do for if you're not getting enough when you're married? The thing is, there's some I think there's a book or it's someone a doctor came out with this, but basically you're supposed to go 30 days straight without you have to make the time. If you're booked and you need to schedule in, but if you can go 30 days straight for like pretty much the entire month, from they're saying from there on out, your sex life will be better because it's about getting into the routine. It's not that married couples don't want to have sex anymore. They just get used to not having it.
I will promise you my next paycheck that a guy thought of that theory.
And I will be totally honest with you. I'll be the only guy in America that says this. I don't want to have sex every day for 30 straight days.
And they say I'm just actually, too damn when you tired. Do that, you build, you know, you build, it's like building a muscle.
That is the first I've ever heard a guy say that.
I'm just too damn tired.
All right, I can't seem to find
days,
it, Bert. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
30 days straight.
I'm looking for you.
Month after month.
Yeah, you just get up at 3:15 in the morning. Stacy's beat too, running around the kitchen. She don't want to have sex with me 30 times in a month.
Right.
And I don't want to do it out of like obligation. Like it's a number we got to do it tonight. Right. I'd rather like both of us. You know,
right. I tell you one thing. Since having kids, the time that I do is totally changed. I mean, it's early in the morning now or not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, just
there's a window of when you have a kid, there's like a window of opportunity, right? And if that window closes and you don't get it done then, man, you could go quite a while until the window opens up again. Bummer.
All right, you guys want to find out?
Yeah.
All right, the order.
Are we going lowest to highest or highest to lowest?
Go lowest to highest.
No, you should go highest to lowest.
Okay.
Right?
We can raise the one with the most.
Okay, so the women on the show were right. Carl is number one.
Booyah!
And that was kind of, I'm getting high five. Yeah, baby.
There we go. Now you're
getting in here. Give me some beef.
Proud of you.
That's three kids.
Next on the list is Jeff Dollar.
Whoa.
J Money.
And then it's
Rich. Hold on a minute. How close is that to Carl?
You're pretty far away.
How close is that to Jeff?
I mean, he was a distant
second.
Yes. So, and then it goes to intern Rich, and then Bert, you're in last place.
Yeah, aww, man. And you probably lapped me, dude.
Yeah.
That's not good, because mine wasn't that high, though.
Can you just tell us, are you guys all cool if she tells us what the difference was between Carl and Bert, what the number was, the difference?
Sure, but we can't say the number because that's what I think I'd get in trouble for.
But there's the
difference between
Carl has sex X number of times more than Bert per month.
You're gonna bum me out.
10.
What?
Oh, damn.
Man. Wait, you got above 10?
The Bert Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.